You are listening to And I Quote, a podcast focused on building relationships with insurance agents, brokers, their small business clients, and industry leaders. This podcast is presented by Coterie Insurance.
With your hosts, Brian Thomas, Director of Claims Experience, and Ann Boger, VP of Scaling, we will be exploring the power that connection, communication, and commitment can have on your business. Join us every Thursday for a new episode and topic that will provide key insights to help build your business, agency, and client relationships. And I quote,
I would observe for a bit and then I would have a meeting, as you would with all prospects, to unveil the complete exposure, all their risk. Because until you really have that conversation, or until you force a prospect to have that conversation, they don't truly know what their menu of exposures are. And once you have those conversations, then they think about previous almost claims.
Here we are back in full effect. Thank you for listening to the And I Quote podcast, brought to you by Coterie Insurance. I am your co-host, Brian Thomas, Director of Claims Experience, and I have the esteemed absolute pleasure introducing to you a Birmingham native, Jan Robinson, here on our podcast today. Jan is a risk and insurance advisor at Astoria RMS, a minority-owned women business enterprise. Before Jan started at Astoria RMS a little over 2.5 years ago, she was a restaurateur and a celebrity caterer. Super excited to have you. Welcome to the show, Jan.
Hello, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Restaurateur and celebrity caterer. I love me some food, so we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But let's for get sure. to the important stuff first. Jan, can you give me an introduction of yourself, your background, and how you came to being a guest on our podcast?
Okay, so I tell everyone before I had a husband, kids, or I knew any celebrities to cater for, I was in the insurance business. I basically started in the business marketing for my uncle's agency when I was maybe in sixth grade, eighth grade. I would write up his addresses on his mailing cards. And I loved him, so it was fun. And when I was about 16, thinking about what career, I was looking at some of the universities, and there was an insurance, real estate, and finance degree. And I thought, that sounds interesting. Not knowing that later, the food bug would hit me. So I started out in insurance on the fast track to management, corporate insurance, the whole nine yards. And then life happened, had the husband, had the kids, the food passion kicked in, did catering and restaurants for 20 something years. And then when the baby boy turned 12, I thought, okay, he doesn't need his mother by his side all the time. What can I do well into my 80s that I would enjoy and I could be in the community? And I decided, go back into insurance. And I promise it was the best thing I decided to do with my life other than carrying heavy china for a wedding.
Completely understand. Completely. I mean, that is so awesome that the insurance industry is cyclical, right? Once you get out, it pulls you back in.
Yes. And so, Brian, I miss 20 years. I'm thinking, there's so much that changed from when I started as a kid in the industry. I'm trying to learn everything I can and soak up the past 20 years, like sopping up, you know, something on the plate. Like, I've got this bread and I need to sop it all up.
All around the edges. So don't waste anything. Yes. My wife's grandmother would say CPC, Clean Plate Club. I got you.
Yes.
So as we were talking about you being a celebrity caterer and a restaurant owner, dig in a little bit about that. I mean, I would love to hear some stories or how you kind of were in that for 20 years. That's pretty awesome.
Okay, so I fell into that. Like yourself, we were about to have that first baby, and we wanted to just make like another $1,000 to just feel a little bit more comfortable when the baby came. And there was a street fair coming, and we said, let's do something at the street fair because we love restaurants, love eating out all the time. And let's do something at the street fair. So we did. And the owner of the street fair, the marketing company that ran it, I really liked her. She was just a great older woman to know. And I tried to stick really close to her for a while so that next year or two when we participated with the street fair, one year she said, I need a caterer. And she asked me and I said, well, sure. So from that moment on, I started catering for all the bands that came through Birmingham for her street shows. And initially, I was so work focused. I didn't see the names. All I saw was the time they needed their food. And that's all I cared about. So years later, when I started to look back at all these stars I catered for, it was just doggone amazing to me. I mean, I catered for Beyonce when she was like baby Beyonce. Wow. I was in the trailer with her and her mom. And I thought she was huge then. Go 30 years later, I can't believe I was there.
Wow.
And then, what was it, like 2003, we had an ad in the Yellow Pages. If anybody knows what the Yellow Pages is, our company was called abreakfastcaterer.com. That was the best ad I ever took out for anything because I got a call from the White House press corps organizing for the president to visit. So I get this call on a Sunday at 3-4 o'clock. And I'm not going to say no.
Of course not.
You say yes and you figure it out later. So I called the local Sam's Club and said, look, I need you guys to stay open for me. Will you do it? So I pulled one of my menus, one of my great Southern menus for breakfast and a great lunch. Pull that together. Go to Sam's shopping. I'm there when they close to get all the food. And the next day, it's just amazing. I was so busy, I didn't get to meet the president. My kids got to meet the president.
Wow.
And then better, the next year when they visited again, well, no, it's like 2 years later. And I was hoping. And I got the call. I said, there's no way. There's no way I'm getting the second call. My life is done.
It's bucket list check.
Yes. So I love it. There's nothing like it because I enjoy taking care of people.
Beautiful.
And making sure people have what they need. And the best of it is creating new experiences for people. You know, introducing them to things and concepts they didn't know they liked.
How did you guys come about of creating Astoria RMS?
So Astoria came out of frustration and necessity, honestly, because once I decided to go back into the industry, I thought that I would buy an agency where the owner was retiring. That was what I was set on. But going through that process, I noticed some of the changes in the industry, of the captive industry, that just didn't mesh with me because in 2006, I was widowed. So having been in that vulnerable place before, I did not want to go down a road where I was basically putting myself in a vulnerable position again. So just stomach turning for about 3 months, because I really was dedicated to this, had been with the agency for a year or two, and really wanted to go down that path, but it just didn't feel right. And my husband asked me, well, have you thought about going independent? And I was like, no, hadn't thought about going independent, and really started thinking like, you are a smart guy. There's a reason I married again.
Check it.
So when I did all the Secretary of State information myself, didn't have to hire anybody, knew exactly what I wanted to form, what I needed. And went to the probate office, got the papers done. And when I got in the car, I was like, oh my God, look what I just did. Because it felt so great. So in my previous businesses, I was with my husband. this was something on my own, individual. I'm a woman. This is what I wanted. This is what I decided. This is what I wanted to do going forward in my life. And doggone, August 22nd felt so good.
Awesome.
It was the best feeling ever.
And what year was that? August 22nd of what year?
2019.
2019. Beautiful.
And the minute I got back to the house, I was shopping for E&O insurance.
Errors and omissions. Listen. That's the thing about insurance. That's the thing about insurance. It's the one thing that everybody's got to have. Nobody wants to use, but you got to have it, right? I hear you.
Yes.
So now, talk to me about, let's say we have a Jan adjacent individual that has a catering company or is a restaurateur. Talk to me about how you would package together an insurance product or policy for that individual. Like what are the pieces that you would look to gain more knowledge on about that entity?
You know, for something that's a restaurant, since that's a comfort place for me and an area where I've got deep experience and truly shine, I would ask for an invitation to observe. Observe over a weekend, to observe during the week, so that I can, from my standpoint, get my impression of their exposures, possibly exposures they don't even realize. I would observe for a bit, and then I would have a meeting, as you would with all prospects, to unveil the complete exposure, all their risk. Because until you really have that conversation, or until you force a prospect to have that conversation, they don't truly know what their menu of exposures are. And once you have those conversations, then they think about previous almost claims. And it's those almost claims that you sort of forget about because you don't write a note and you don't tell your agent about. So you don't get that covered, because it's possible that that almost claim is something that's actually excluded in your coverage.
Beautiful, beautiful. So that's actually a very interesting approach, in that you and maybe other folks might look more towards like industry, right? So if an individual comes forward, they might look at other industry, restaurants in that industry or restaurants in that area code. But you looking at that individual as an individual, seeing what brings them progress, what makes them unique, and that's so interesting that you're able to kind of slow down that process.
Because they're in a hurry, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hurry up, wait. I tried to call you 6 months ago. You didn't call me back, or you ignore my phone call. But now you renew in 45 days or 27 days, and you really got to have a quote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to get their quote ASAP, right?
Yes.
Or they may know that they may have had a claim and their renewal price, their premium might go up. So what can we do differently? Exactly.
You want to talk to Jan. Now you want to talk to her.
Now you want to ring the bat phone. How dare you? How dare you?
Yes.
And it's so interesting from a claims perspective to see how important risk mitigation is, especially from a commercial standpoint. Now, you might think that risk mitigation is kryptonite to the claims department, but it is not.
No.
Because these have so much involvement in premiums for everybody. So for example, like for auto claims, right? So like for auto insurance here in New York, it's very high, but it's not me having an auto damage claim.
Right.
It's everybody around.
Exactly.
So that's why risk mitigation and what you're doing at Astoria is so key and crucial in keeping all of our rates more welcoming. So I know that you took certain dynamic or aspects of your food industry experience to where you are now, right? So talk to me about how you use that. Like, how did it give you an advantage when you came back into the insurance industry? How did that give you an advantage over your competitors?
Well, it's customer service, and it's introducing people to things they haven't thought about before or that no one's introduced to them. That's the same thing you do as a server or a manager at a restaurant. You know, you introduce people to your spring menu, to your fall menu, to your holiday menu, or something that you've added that, you know, they've never tried before. Maybe they've only had steamed mussels, and maybe you want to try sauteed some other way. So it's introducing people to something that's a new concept to them, but likely something they would enjoy that would also be beneficial to them. And aspects of customer service, it's tending to those questions, to those needs, to those minor concerns. Same concept. I'm just doing it in a different place.
So what I can summarize from what you said is communication is key, right? Between all players.
Thank you for saying between all players, because that's the hurdle for us. Me, I'm big on risk. My agency leads with risk. It's all about leading with risk, and it's all about having information. So I can ask all the questions in the world, but if I don't have a prospect or an applicant on the other end who is giving me everything I need, I can't be my best for you. I can't serve you the fullest unless I know. The funny thing I say, and pardon me if you don't care for it, but I tell people, I almost need to know what color underwear you wore yesterday. It's that serious. It's the stuff you don't think about. Yeah. It's the stuff you don't care to think about, but it's that really granular, important stuff. You probably have forgotten most of yesterday. But I need you to start thinking about those things that were those almost claims that we need to address as we're exploring these risks. We need to address those things so that if I need to go to another carrier or another market because your business is so detailed in that way and different from many others because you have this exposure that most don't, we need to fully address that so that you don't spend money unnecessarily or damage your reputation. You know, that's the one thing about insurance most people don't think about. Insurance is very much reputation management as well. Because if you've got all those coverages in place, you may not want to pay the money for them, but they're necessary. When that bad day comes and that claim happens, you will be so grateful that you had all of those coverages in place so that now you sit back and you rely on your risk management team and you cooperate with the claims. And
what type of clients are you working most with? Dual part question. What kind of clients are you mostly working with now? And what would be like your ideal client to work with?
So I love working with Main Street because I love that education aspect. You know, people run credit cards all day, but they never think about cyber coverage. That's just something they hear on TV. You have a huge cyber exposure if you're running 300 plus credit cards a day. So that's one aspect of Main Street that I love because you don't know what you don't know, and what you don't know can really hurt you and it can take your business away from you. So that I love about Main Street. Because I'm an avid volunteer, I absolutely enjoy board work and working with nonprofits.
So do you think your approach to small business is different from maybe other competitors or other agents? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes, because it is that education piece. Many people go into a business because they were looking for a different career. And oftentimes they don't know a lot about this thing that they've chosen. They just knew, I thought it was fun. I was looking at some franchises. It looked like it would be something interesting. But unless you've done it in a previous life or in a recent previous life, you may not know a lot about the true exposures of your business. Because most people just think, well, I need a GL. Well, honey, you need more than a GL. You know, do you have cargo that's leaving the building, cargo that's sitting someplace else? Are you keeping things in storage? Do you hire employees from the temporary service just at Christmas time? your insurance advisor needs to know about all of that. So I enjoy working with the local small businesses because they just don't know. And they need someone who is willing to stop and have that risk conversation with them and not just sell them a policy. I'm not here to sell anyone insurance. I'm here to help you gather all the data to put policies and risk management in place, be it that you're going to finance a certain type of claim. But having that conversation up front, you know how to operate your budget for your business to be more successful instead of truly flying by the seat of your pants. You know, you have someone who's knowledgeable and truly is an extension of your business. I see myself as an extension of the business.
Beautiful, beautiful. Partly the same that we kind of do here at Coterie, two main points, right? Edify and empower.
Yes.
You know, so it's very easy to just take over and do it for them, but it's even more beneficial to the relationship to let them know this is what we need, this is what you need to do, this is what we need to move forward, and show them what they can do moving forward. We're there to guide you. We're there to direct you. Yes. We want to make sure that you know what we're doing.
Yes. But like you, to your point, when they have skin in the game, when they put some sweat and time into it, they understand it a little bit better, and then they appreciate that end product a little bit better. It's not just something I keep in my email till I need it, or something I keep on my shelf in a binder. It's something that means something to them.
Beautiful, beautiful. So now I wanna redirect the conversation to a little bit now. August 22nd, 2019. I'm not gonna forget, don't worry. About 6 or 7 months after that, we entered into a worldwide pandemic. Now, I wanna see what effects did it have on you, maybe your clients, and how have you championed not out of it, because we're still in the pandemic, but how have you progressed from that big hit, because it hit everybody obviously, but from
that big hit. Okay, so you said 6 months after you saw my shoulders drop. Oh my gosh, I was not ready for that. I was not ready for that as a mom. I was not ready for that as a lifelong entrepreneur, and especially not as a new business. So for me, you know, everyone was under this cloud that, okay, so we'll miss spring break, but by April, everything will be good. No, that didn't happen. So the first thing I did was, of course, call, speak with all of my folks, kind of see where they were. Are you laying people off? What are you doing? How are you managing this? And then I started taking in every single online opportunity I could to understand how to pivot my business and how to advise my insureds, to advise everyone in my book to say, this is what's going on out in the marketplace. Make this adjustment to with your payroll company, because there were IRS changes that people didn't think about. And you got to look at that on the backside. So go ahead and put on the calendar to have an extra conversation with your accountant, because these adjustments that we're going to have to make because of this pandemic, you know, they have implications on your taxes later. So let's think about all that. And it was just a matter of more education. And the lockdown part was not cool because, again, I'm an extrovert. And I want to see people, and I couldn't see people, and I didn't know how to handle that. Yeah. I did not. So I went into straight education mode with one of my carriers. They had some extensive training. So I put down some money and said, okay, you know, what was it like? It was several months of training. It was like every week we had amazing Zoom. So the camaraderie was, it was great. But also I got some extra time for some education, you know, to deepen my knowledge so that whenever we could come out of this pandemic, I was a better professional for it. So I miss being able to see people. And even when I tried and folks just weren't ready, you know, you get on the phone a little bit more and you call people and say, all righty, so how is it going for you? You know, how is business going? Can you add some sunshine to somebody's day? You know, just reach out, get out there in the community, even by phone, even by email, and just stay as connected with people as possible. But it was hard for me. It really, really was, because I want to be out. I want to be doing this.
Totally, totally. I can understand.
And not
that.
Be a screen all the time.
Yes, no. I mean, we're starting to be able to enjoy everybody's company a little bit more. Yeah. But I know you're loving that. That's pretty awesome that you were able to not only keep Astoria RMS going, but do what you can to make sure that you keep your people going too. That's pretty awesome that you're able to kind of champion that. Have you seen any increase post the initial parts of the pandemic for folks that are looking for like that second career? Because maybe they got laid off of their jobs and they're like, you know what? This is my time to, like in your case, this is my time to open an insurance agency, open a restaurant or what have you.
I have seen some and I've laughed at some because it's almost been like seeing a bunch of churches pop up because, you know, in the South, there are churches everywhere. And, you know, in the industry, I want to be a survivor regardless of COVID. This is what I'm doing well into my 80s, so I ain't going nowhere. But some people got the bug, they got the fever, they tried it out and they discovered it wasn't for them. But for those who just want to dip a toe in, you know, I'm looking to connect with some of the universities because I think those are great opportunities, especially when you're looking for minority candidates to, introduce someone to something they weren't really familiar with before. And the industry is actually an amazing, life-sustaining, career-amazing choice, and most people don't know it because most people just don't know. It's a fabulous, it's not boring. It is not, it is a hoot and a holler every single day. People just don't know. They think insurance is boring. It's really not.
No. And 18 years in myself, that is the very first time I've ever heard anybody consider insurance a hoot and a holler. So I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to look through the looking glass, right? Look through the looking glass.
Okay.
Look through the portal, and I want you to talk to Jan Robinson of August 22nd, 2018. What advice are you giving her? 365 days from today, what advice are you giving her to empower her to open up her insurance agency a year after that?
I would say to myself, girl, get some good training. Go online, find the institutes, start chewing on it. A glass of wine and a great claim story, they kind of go together. I'm just sorry. I think they go together. I would tell my future self to begin to look at TV and TV shows and pick out the claims because that's what I do now. I do that every night when I'm watching television with my husband. Oh my gosh, I can tell you every single claim that's in a TV show. It is so much fun.
That is very interesting. That is so interesting to look at it from that standpoint. It's like, how can I make their world better, right?
Yes. But really start to think about it and truly make it a part of your life. Make it a part of your life practice. And that kind of thing, it shows through. I think for the end user, for that prospect, they see the knowledge, they see the preparation, but they also see the truth. Even if it's not that first year, but they see that confidence there and they recognize that truth and they know that you aren't just trying to sell them insurance.
No, totally. Now you're not trying to sell them insurance, you're trying to sell them a peace of mind, right? And have the ability that if something were to occur, they can be covered and they can be taken care of. They can be taken care of.
Yes.
So you know what, Jan, before we wrap, I know your marketing manager would probably give you a demerit if you didn't. Please plug Astoria RMS. Where can folks find you if need be?
You can find me easily at AstoriaRMS.com. We're just happy to help. I try and tell people it's always cool to ask questions. It's always cool to reach out and find out what you don't know. And it just makes for a better business. It makes for a better day.
Jan Robinson, thank you so much for joining us here on AIQ.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks, again for joining us today and listening to And I Quote, a podcast created and brought to you by Coterie Insurance, an insurance for agents, brokers, and small business owners. And I Quote focuses every week on how building relationships, networking, and community involvement can help grow your business. Coterie Insurance is simplifying small business insurance for agents, brokers, and our partners. But did you know we have a new Find an Agent tab on our website? This tab leads to local pages that feature insurance agents across the nation. These pages are SEO optimized and help small business owners find agents in your area. If you're interested in getting on our own page, click the link in your show notes.